Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, Bob and I are recording this on Friday because Saturday we're at deer camp. And so we've been talking about what we're taking for food for deer camp.
And we're hungry. You can tell by the conversation.
We just hit the Philly cheesesteak pretty hard. So we'll move on. But when I go to camp, I try to travel as light as you can, but have everything you need. So there's a little bit of a paradox there.
Yeah, you don't have your big excursion anymore.
I don't.
You've got
the land yacht is gone. Yeah. So
did you miss that 10 miles a gallon with $5 gas?
Right. Yeah. Not so much. But anyway, so I travel as light as I can, but try to bring everything you need. So plan. Write down lists. I'm old. I can't remember everything. There's lists that I have. Did I just go and stand there and look at the car right before I'm ready to go and check it off, man? Do I have it? And so this year I decided, I usually take smokers and grills and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, nope, we're going with the Blackstone. Just one griddle, I can do this. So the second thing, the main course that I'm making is a stir fry. And I'm going to do steak, chicken, and shrimp. And then there'll
you
be
should have a wok.
Then, well, no, there, I've done this twice now for people, and it works out.
You can do it with that flat
yeah,
top.
Yeah, but
so you don't really get to. So the sauce, you kind of. I mean, I do a lot of liquids in my stir fry, so you kind of have to add that to the bowl. Then when you're done, to juice it up a little bit.
Let me tell you that I'm going to give you a cheat that works really, really well for that. Is making rice, if you make rice and just put it on the flat top, it sticks.
Oh, you're doing fried rice.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
You said stir fry.
Well, yeah, that. The stir fry is going to go on top of the fried rice. But I was going to start with the rice, in that the tip and the cheat that I've got for you is that if you learn how to do this, you cook the rice the night before, you spread it out on a pan, you put it in the fridge to let it dry out, because if you take it right out of a hot pot, it'll be tacky. And it'll stick to your griddle, and it'll make a mess. I don't care how much oil you got on it. Yeah. You don't want all that oil in your rice, right? So the cheat is, and I learned this on YouTube. It's nothing I came up with, is you've seen those packs of Uncle Ben's rice where you put them in the microwave for 90 seconds. Mm. They're cooked already. Well, they make big ones, okay? I'm going to have so much seasoning and so much sauce on that rice mixed in the eggs and the vegetables to make the fried rice that you can't tell the difference between the fresh rice and that stuff. And you don't, it's already dried, it doesn't stick, and you just break the pack up and throw it on top of the griddle.
You're not doing any white rice at all?
Well, it is white rice. That Uncle Ben's comes.
No, but you're going to make fried rice out of all of it.
Yeah.
And then put stir-fried on it.
Right, yes.
Okay, so you're violating one of my tenets.
Oh, what is that?
You don't put stir-fry on fried rice.
Well,
you got to have white rice.
Well, I've got fried rice as an entree, and the shrimp, the chicken, and the beef are going to be beside it, but there will be peas, carrots, and onions in the rice and egg, because I get the rice all done and I put a circle in it about the size of a dinner plate, and I'll put 5 or 6 eggs in there, kind of scramble them, right, and get them going, and then
frying.
Mix it in the rice. Yep. Rice is frying. I get that all done. Then I put this, there's a sauce called Yoshida.
Yeah.
Yoshida. You buy it on, I can't find it locally, so I buy it online.
Yoshida your pants.
Right. But it's super good. It's not too salty. It's not too sweet. And it's called Mr. Yoshida's stir fry seasoning.
Huh.
And I was tipped on to that too by Mark Greaves. You know Mark from the church. He cooks a lot too. He's like, you got to try this stuff, man. It's great. And it is. So I just put that on the rice.
It's not as salty as soy?
Correct. Correct. Okay. It's not salty at all. It's a finishing sauce is what it is. It's not soy. So anyway, at the end of the day, I've got the shrimp, the chicken, the beef. And I've got a big thing of fried rice, and people can take the rice, put
so
as much protein on it
they want.
So
they can stir fry if they want.
Right.
On the side.
Right. Yep.
Or they can put it on their fried rice.
Right.
And so plenty will.
The onions, the diced carrots, and the peas are what is
I
in
love
the rice.
Fried rice.
Oh, man. It's good. And
my
it turns out
my family loves it. I told you this before, but I have this giant griddle that I put on top of our big kitchen range.
Right.
And Christmas Eve, when we're having our party, I'll do up like we have a rice cooker, right? So I'll make up in advance 2 pots of rice, and I'll dump that out, and I'll just go to town. And I'll first, of course, start sautéing all my vegetables, and then I start dropping the rice on it.
Yep.
And It's exciting.
Yeah, no, it is, and it smells so good. And the cool part I like about it is that the whole thing doesn't take 10 minutes.
This isn't even deer camp food now. We're way off. We're down a bunny trail here.
Well, not really, because that's what I'm taking to a deer camp, and I'm going to watch these boys eat this stuff, and I know they will. So,
okay, well, maybe in the next segment we'll talk about the Dutch oven, because right. We're totally ignoring the Dutch oven, and that violates another tenet of deer camp.
That's a 20th, not a tenet. You definitely have to take a Dutch oven to deer camp, or you aren't at deer camp if you're hunting with the Nurmico family. So and that's something that I've learned how to use, not nearly as well as they are, but
Conrad, I used to get grief from this guy every time on the show when we were at other stations long ago. The loser stations. Every time I'd bring up Dutch oven, his eyes would roll in the back of his head, and you'd think he was having a myocardial infarction. And he'd start ragging on me because I'm in love with my Dutch oven, and I'm like trying to tell him, it's like, dude, it's my crutch. It's just a crutch. It does so many things. It's like a Vegematic, yeah. You know? And so finally, I decided to shut him up, and I bought him one. And the angels started singing.
A light came on.
He's in my ear. Oh, man, that Dutch oven, blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, how about that?
Yep. Yeah. How about that Dutch oven?
It took me a long time to figure this guy out, but I'm starting to get him figured out.
It was good. Well, I'm a simple man. It's just deep. I'm an inch wide and a mile deep. That's
how fancy does this deer camp cooking get?
I might be overselling it a little bit, because there's
it's
a lot of
deer camp. It's a giant pole barn filled with men and their wives. This is a giant party
is wow. all it is. But it's always been around the first Saturday in October, because that's the unofficial opening of deer
camp.
Do you
have a bunch of bunk beds there so you can all just crash?
Nope. I'll be staying in the fifth wheel where it's hooked to the water and the electricity. Oh. And if it gets a little nippy, I can just turn the heater on.
And you will.
Right.
Yeah. These nights are cool.
Does Merle ever warn you about sleeping in deer blinds at all?
No. Why?
We had an old story when Neil was visiting last week where a guy fell asleep in his deer blind. I think it was during firearm season. And he woke up because a deer ate his sock.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Was it on his foot?
It was on his foot.
Holy cow.
So he didn't have his boots on.
Right, yeah.
It's legendary.
Hot, right? In the shack. Yeah.
Legendary story.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, that's pretty funny, because I'm trying to leave this morning, and my wife's telling me, my daughter's dog is at our house, and she's telling me, you know, go get Cleo. And I'm like, she's in the basement. So as I'm walking out the door, I said, what was going on? She goes, oh, there were deer in the backyard. Oh. I said, oh, they're eating your hostas. It's okay.
Yep.
Trim them down, boys.
Right. Yep. Well, it's that time of year. They're going to die anyway when the first frost hits them.
Then I'm you know, kind of doing a pretty good clip on the way in, and Bennett is notorious with deer. And you get into these shaded spots, you can't see them. And sure enough, there was $2 right there at the side of the road. And I'm like, oh, nice to see you, boys. I'll see you later.
Right. They're running together still. So and that's why it's not great hunting now. I mean, you can get them in a group if they come by, but they're not crazy for the girls yet.
And I don't shoot any deer by my house. I've gotten weird about that. My grandkids like them, and I don't know. They're getting so crunched in by all the building they're doing around us that I kind of feel bad for them. They're losing their habitat.
Yeah. Well, we've all seen urban deer. They're running in your backyard and eating your flowers and doing all that stuff.
Gangster sunglasses
right.
on.
Yeah. Yeah. They, you know, the only thing that ever really harms them is a car.
Right.
You know,
car, usually.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But anyway, so coming up next, I believe we're going to dive into the Dutch oven. I'm not really sure, but if I can resist it, we won't. But if I can't, we will.
I'm going to have to bust your chops about one thing before we do that.
Okay.
Conrad, how much time we have?
Enough, just enough to bust my chops.
So I'm busy cutting firewood last weekend, and I get a picture from my waitress, Rachel, who's up at the Bulldogs homecoming.
Ferris, yeah.
And she is standing with Randy with a beer in a very compromising pose.
Oh.
No, it wasn't really.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're snuggling up holding a beer.
Right.
And I'm sweating to the 60s,
yeah.
Cutting firewood. It's so hot, I had to take my shirt off. I mean, firewood is it's a big job.
Yeah, well, you get two eats out of it always. So, one when you cut it, one when you burn it.
So I'm like, yeah, great. Thanks, Randy. Thanks for showing me what fun I'm missing once again.
All right, coming up next, it's the Dutch oven.